The guitar used on this particular recording is a Martin Tripelot. They have a smaller body, a little bit easier to handle, and they're not so boomy in the bass end, so it really works good for what he's doing, especially with the band. Now, in the song, we have two distinct sections, a chorus, which also serves as the intro, and then the verse, which is in a different key than the intro and chorus. We start off with this at the very beginning. For this, we're playing the fifth string open, followed by the fifth string third fret. I'm using finger two because I'm going to go to here from there. Now, this is a partial D chord, and it's actually relating to a D minor, even though we don't have that tone in it. But when you look at the sum total of the chords and the melody, it's supposed to represent a D minor chord. But we're only going to play the fourth, third, and second strings. I have finger one on the third string, second fret. Finger three, you're on the second string, third fret. With the pick, we'll hit just the fourth, third, and second strings. So we have this so far. Then I'll hit the fourth string again by itself. And then I'll play the fifth string, third fret, with the second finger by itself. And then I go to a new chord. And this is a B-flat power chord. For this, finger one is on the fifth string, first fret. Finger three is holding the fourth and third strings, third fret. And I'm doing that by bending that top joint backwards. Now, if you watch Clapton play it, he just uses two fingers. He uses the third finger on the fourth string, third fret, and then his fourth finger, the little finger, on the third string, third fret. So either one works, but what you have to watch for is that you do not accidentally hit the second string. Because if you use the two separate fingers and hit that second string, you get that. If you use the bar and hit the second string, you get that, which isn't bad. But it's really not what's intended. So far we have this. Then after we play this B-flat power chord, we'll have a up-down. And I'm just strumming the third, fourth, and fifth strings. So far. Then we're going to take this whole chord up two frets. And now it's a C chord. So I'm holding down the fifth string, third fret, and then the fourth and third strings, fifth fret. And we'll go down, up, down with it as well. So now we have this. Then all that's left is to go back to our opening D chord, fourth, third, and second. So we have. And that's what we do the first time through this short chord progression. Now, it changes from here as far as the timing goes. So let's talk about what we've done so far. If we were to count this, one, two, three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three. So we got a lot of hitting on the upbeat, and that would be like on the ands of the beat instead of the actual downbeat, like one, two, three, and four. This will go away once the band comes in. We'll still have a couple of those, but not as many. So let's take a look at what happens on this second time through this chord progression.